Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Quick Trip now confirms its system outage was caused by a cyber attack. The outage affected everything from the convenience store's app to its website, payroll systems, and its customer rewards program. A company spokesman says there's no indication the hackers got a hold of customers' credit card information. The customer rewards system is back online, but the Quick Trip app and the website are still down. Governor Evers is replacing the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, who was fired by the state Senate this week. Nate Wegehout has more.
Senate Republicans fired Commissioner Joe Czarnecki on Tuesday. Senator Mark Spreitzer told the Devil's Advocates radio show last night that Evers moved to replace him immediately. If he didn't, he said Republicans would have had the chance to fire Megan Wolf.
It takes 4 votes on WEC to appoint an administrator, but it actually just takes a majority of those present and voting to remove an administrator. So if we didn't replace Joe Czarnecki immediately, Republicans could call a meeting, and by a 3-2 vote, they could actually fire Megan Wolf.
Spreitzer did not name the new appointee other than that they are a former Eau Claire election clerk. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Evers has also said he'll waste no time replacing the Natural Resources Board members the Senate fired. The board takes an important vote on the state's wolf management policy next week. A lawsuit against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and 3 former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices will continue. A Dane County judge decided not to dismiss the case yesterday. A liberal law group says Voss, as well as David Prosser, John Wilcox, and Patience Rogensack, broke Wisconsin's open meetings laws. Voss asked the former justices to advise him as he considers whether or not to impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz. State and local governments would be banned from shutting down religious gatherings during public emergencies under an assembly bill that got a hearing yesterday. The bill's author is Republican Representative Ty Bodden.
People should have the freedom to practice wherever, however they want, under our Constitution, and that right should not be violated under any circumstances.
The bill stems from opposition to public health orders during the COVID-19 pandemic. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Health and life aren't the only things patients have to worry about. Tracy Smith of the American Cancer Society says the financial impact can be devastating.
Depending on the stage of that diagnosis, cancer can start from $250,000 all the way up to millions of dollars.
Advocates say there are resources available to help. The Urban Institute says about 1 in every 5 American families has medical debt in collections. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. The United Way of Southwood in Adams Counties is still looking for volunteers to sign up to rake yards for their Day of Caring. The event is tomorrow. Those under the age of 18 need to have a signed waiver from their parent or guardian. And the United Way Wreath Silent Auction is just around the corner. They're looking for organizations and community members to sign up to make a wreath. You can visit uwswac.org to get involved. Here's Pete Schwabba.
Star of the silver screen Burt Young passed away on October 8th. He left a long list of film credits and was Academy Award nominated for his role as Pauly in the original Rocky film.
I don't want you missing, huh? And I don't raise you to go with this scumbum. Yeah, come on! Want to hit on me? Come on! I'll break both your arms so they don't work for you.
In addition to the Rocky franchise, Young's other credits include Chinatown, Once Upon a Time in America, and Back to School. Burt Young was 83.
I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Bucks wrap up the preseason tonight. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. Chris Middleton, coming off that knee surgery in May, expected to see his first action tonight. The Bucks making roster moves, releasing Drew Timmy and signing Glenn Robinson III. The son of the big dog, Glenn Robinson, the number one overall pick from Milwaukee back in 1994. And then there's the Terry Stotts story, a former Milwaukee Bucks head coach who rejoined the team this spring as an assistant, resigning yesterday. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, it was Terry's decision, and I respected that. We did have a great conversation. I can't disclose, you know, what we spoke about out of respect for him, but We're still excited about the season.
Stotts was the Trailblazers head coach while Damian Lillard was there.
Everybody was kind of surprised by it. You know, it kind of came out of nowhere. But for me, knowing Terry as long as I've known him, you know, playing for him for 9 years, and to see him go is unfortunate. You know, it's sad to see him go, but everything is still moving forward.
Baseball, the Diamondbacks beating the Phillies 2-1 in Arizona. Philly leads the series 2-1. The Astros over the Rangers 10-3 to tie that series at 2 games apiece. In college women's volleyball, Wisconsin ranked number 1 with an important match in Nebraska tomorrow night against the number 2 ranked Cornhuskers. Both teams undefeated, 18-0. The match begins tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and good seats in Lincoln going as high as $400 a ticket. College football, the Badgers at Illinois tomorrow afternoon. The kickoff in Champaign at 2:30. Wisconsin with a new quarterback, Braden Locke, in his first start. Head coach Luke Fickell says he seems to have the support of his teammates.
Guys rallying around him, guys understanding who he is, guys having confidence and belief in him. We got a small glimpse of what he has been able to do just this past week in a very tough situation. But I think this will be a different thing for him walking in the door knowing what he's got to be able to do.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world.
It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Seth Habhager.
Good morning, all.
We're joined by our good friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How you doing today, Paul?
Doing well. Yeah, made it to Friday.
We did. We made it to Friday. Woo! They can't take that from us, Paul. They can't.
Right.
I don't know about you, but I got a not a busy weekend, but just one of those middle kind of the pack weekends. I got some stuff to do, but also nothing like too heavy. Mm-hmm. Kind of looking forward to that, hoping the weather plays along.
Yeah.
How about you, Paul? You got a busy weekend ahead?
You know, not too much. Just have some company over on Saturday. So
the
week's
nice.
Been kind of a lot of cleaning. You know how that goes.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, you're so right. That's hilarious. As soon as you said that, the first thing I thought, I was like, wow, got to clean.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the first, yep, first thing. Yep. Well, is it cleaning weather, Paul? Are we going to be inside for this weekend?
You know, it can be time for both here for us, this weather, you know, not too off-putting to be outdoors by any means. And, yeah, still looking at our chances for a couple showers making a return late tonight, maybe a couple showers into the early part of Saturday. But otherwise, still rather cloudy first half of that weekend before things clear out more so on Sunday. But in the meantime, today, some lingering clouds, sunny breaks as well to be enjoyed, highs near 60. With the northwest winds, 5-15. More clouds that head back in tonight. Shower chances overnight, 43. Shower chance into the Saturday morning, midday mainly, and then just cloudy and 54 tomorrow. North winds 10-15. 32 Saturday night, turning partly cloudy. And then for Sunday into Monday, it's quieter weather. Some sun into Sunday, 53. 57 Monday, a few showers possible Monday, and still kind of on and off with some rain shower chances Tuesday, Wednesday. Still pretty mild, though. 63 Tuesday, some upper 50s hanging on into Wednesday as well. So all in all, still a pretty seasonal to a little above average at times with these temps for the next several days.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah, no
we'll
kidding.
Take it. And I don't know about anybody else, but it hasn't gotten to an uncomfortable point for me with the cold or anything like that. It's been nice.
Yeah.
It's been nice.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Pleasantly brisk at times.
Yes.
There you go. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. Well said, Paul. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend, sir. We'll get together Monday.
All right. You guys too.
Have a good one, Paul. Best in the business right there. Our friend Paul Trombley, Weather Eye Weather Center. Appreciate our friends over there.
Mm-hmm.
We have got a busy, busy couple of hours, Seth.
Do we? Okay, let's get going.
I have 12 hours of show content. We have to fit in two.
Cram it into two. Okay.
So we're going to talk really fast.
Micro Machines guy.
Yes, yes. Oh, good reference. We got good things coming up for you, everybody. In just a little bit, we're going to get into our adults over Halloween. We've got that one to get into. Can you eat the pumpkin you use for a Halloween jack-o'-lantern?
Ooh.
Probably not with the candles in it, but we'll get into some more details in it a little bit later.
Out first, make sure.
Please, please take the candles out. I burned the roof of my mouth. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. After Melissa's awesome news today, we will get into making you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Oh, it's Friday, isn't it? Wow. Yeah, okay.
Seth and I are going to play a famous creepy theme song for you. And we'll have some fun with that one. I feel like if you know me, you know which one's coming.
Probably.
You probably know which one's coming. So get ready to call 715-424-2600. To keep that number handy because we love to hear from you. Join the conversation with any of the topics we're getting into.
Yeah.
9 o'clock hour is going to kick off with our good friend Mike Clemens covering sports for us here at WFHR. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to talking some sports with Mike a little bit later. That'll be fun. After that, we'll touch on a bit of entertainment news and let you know some new music that's come out and some new movies on your big screen.
Okay.
Get into all that.
Yeah.
Afterwards, the percentage of us that pretend to like a show our significant other likes.
Ooh.
That's going to be an interesting one.
We start some fights here.
Yeah,
with
I think
this
so.
One? Little disagreements.
Great way to go into the weekend. Great. Nice work, James. Nice. We'll be doing that coming up. And of course, that might be a That Ain't Right story. But
yeah, that could be.
We'll have some That Ain't Right stories for you, along with some local good stories of the day. And a local good story of the day going on right now. Do want to say a good morning to all of our friends at the 23 Fall Legislation Breakfast.
Oh, that's right. That's this morning.
Being hosted by our great friends over at Mid-State Technical College.
Mm-hmm.
If you are attending or able to attend, well, how are you listening to us? I mean, yeah, you should be paying attention.
Paying attention.
No, we do appreciate that not only the Mid-State, but all the sponsors behind this one, and mm-hmm. certainly the representatives that are joining us today. We have Representative Scott Krug there, our good friend Scott, and our good friend Katrina Shankland, mm-hmm. and Senator Patrick Teston is also there. Senator Teston going to be having to drink some tea or something today because right after he's done with that, he's going to be joining us on Midday Magazine.
All right.
Of course, you can catch that from 3 to 4 today. Be sure to join us in part 1, Senator Patrick Teston. In part 2, we will wrap up our series with the Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen competition contestants.
More? Oh, we got more coming. Nice.
Yeah, we got 4 more, and all they'll right. be with us today. Looking forward to that. And looking forward to talking with Patrick about the legislative breakfast today, mm-hmm. The Brewers deal that just went through, mm-hmm. Along with other couple key topics that looking forward to him and I getting into a little bit later today. And I hope the legislative breakfast is going well for everybody.
Yes, indeed.
We have our own Melissa Kay down there. Pam is down there as well. That does give us a reminder to anybody who was going to stop by our studios. If we are on the air, hang on a second, because I'm running the front desk and the mic.
We're doing everything right now.
Work with us a little bit on that, but do feel free to stop by. Please, our doors are open for mm-hmm. you. Seth, I want to dive into this one to kick our show off. I think this is a fun one, too.
All right, let's do it.
And not to be taken lightly, it does also kind of put us in a bit of a high light.
Oh,
a new poll found listening to this radio station could be one of the highlights of your day. Maybe your whole week. I might be reaching a little bit on that.
Okay.
But bear with me. Someone had thousands of people rank the top unexpected moments of delight that can happen at any given day, any given moment.
Okay.
So something you never saw coming that instantly puts you in a better mood.
Ooh, those are cool. Yeah.
I love those moments in life. Yeah. I think now this is right on par with what you and Melissa and I have been pounding the desk on, taking the little wins in life.
Oh, yes.
I think it is so vital and so important. The older you get, no matter what age you are, but as you get older, to take value in, okay, I didn't win the Super Bowl, but I had this go right today. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not everything has to be winning an Oscar.
Right.
Sometimes it can be just, hey, I had this happen. And the average person has 2 of these moments a week. And hearing your favorite song on the radio made the top 5.
Oh, that's cool. There you go.
So maybe if it's a Wiz Country or our station here, hearing a funny conversation that one of us carry or an interesting conversation maybe that Melissa has in her news or one of our other great shows here at Civic Media has. There's a lot that radio has to offer.
It does.
So let's dive into this list, Seth.
All right, let's do it.
I want to start at 15.
Okay.
So getting upgraded like on a plane or a hotel.
Oh, that's always a good one. Yeah.
I've never had that happen, but I do hope it does one day. I could see how that would be a good one.
Yeah. I've never had it on a plane, but I have had it at a hotel before, and that's something nice. You've been upgraded on the message on your cell phone.
Oh, woo! Yeah. Oh, that is cool. That is cool. I also, now, this is me, though. I would have to go down to the front desk because I wouldn't believe it. Like, I didn't win any. I didn't get this. No, they wouldn't do that for me. And yes, sir, actually, please. This next one is a different company. company. Waking up before your alarm and realizing you get to sleep longer. That does not apply to us. I wake up before my alarm every day, and the last thing I'll have a chance to do is sleep a little longer.
Right,
It's more so, oh, I can get a jump start on the day.
Right, it's like, but let's get moving.
I get that one. I get how that can be. That's a good one. Finding something you thought you'd lost.
Oh, those are always good. And it's always, the joy of finding it is how long you haven't, how long it's been lost. Yep. The longer, the better. I mean, not that you purposely lose things just to find them later. But still, if you've been looking for it, it's great.
It's a great feeling as an adult. Oh, my keys. Or, oh, any of these. But it pales in comparison to when a kid comes across the toy they thought they had lost or forgot. Or just more so when they forgot about. They got a billion toys and it's way deep down there in the toy box or something. And it gets pulled up and like, oh, I forgot all about this.
Yes.
Like the joy and wonder on their face as they see this toy that they've played with before. Right. But they just haven't seen in a while.
I have a comp to that, but it might be on the list. So I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. Hold on to it.
Yeah.
A loved one says they're proud of you.
Yeah. That's so nice.
It never gets old.
No.
I will say this to my dying breath. It may be my last words. Encouragement, support, cost nothing, mean everything.
Yep. Simple thing like that.
Yeah. A familiar smell from your childhood. Ooh, yeah.
Because as we all know, it's like a time machine.
It really is.
You smell and it's like, takes you right back, or a song. Like, kind of like with the song thing, too.
Yeah.
You listen to hear a certain song and it takes you right back to where you were at the time. Yep.
This time of year, the leaves on the ground, the smell of that and everything. And in spring, the cut grass. Like, oh, just instantly, I'm 7-8 years old again as soon as I smell those. Yeah. When you're trying to make a point and someone finally gets it. That does feel good.
It does.
That does.
I hope you're not being too vociferous with it, though. Why don't you get this? No.
Yeah.
They don't feel so good.
I think what I'm going to take that as is when you're able to explain something like Neil deGrasse Tyson or Bill Nye or something like that. You have something that to you in your head, it may seem difficult to explain, but you're able to break it down and help the person understand it.
Like a complex theory or something. Yeah, exactly.
Your partner randomly showing you affection.
Oh, that's always sweet. Yeah.
I think that the most romantic things in life are not that dinner that you planned for your 50th anniversary or your honeymoon or any of these. I think the most romantic things in life, I've seen it my whole life with my dad and mom or my nan and pop or whatever. It was when one of them would get up, be walking out of the room, and just for no reason, just touch their arm.
Yeah.
Just touch their arm or kiss them on the forehead when they came back in the room for no reason. There was no point to it or anything. It was just they just saw them.
A sign of affection. Yeah.
To me, that's the most romantic thing in the universe is those kind of like those moments where it's not forced. It's just improv. It's just kind of, hey, I like you.
Very natural.
I'm going to touch your arm. I'm good. It's sweet. Except for when I put it like that. Then it sounds weird.
Yeah, I'm going to touch your arm. No.
I touch arm now. Elbow is nice. No. Hearing your baby's first word, so slightly less exciting than hitting evergreen light, but I mean, that's hearing your baby's first word, like that's like iconic. That's like one of the bigger moments of your life. What do we?
Because it's like it only happens once. Yeah. It seems like it should be a little higher on the list.
Well,
but okay.
And I don't think it even belongs on like the list to me is more random things that you didn't expect or like, not necessarily gigantic wins or gigantic moments, just cool things. You're not going to remember. The next one is hitting evergreen light, which I think is maybe one of the better examples.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're not going to like on your dying deathbed. I remember that time in 85 when I had evergreen light. You're going to remember your kid's first word.
Yeah,
remember
exactly.
That's I don't know about
it. It seems like it shouldn't be on that list. Different list. Yeah.
Getting a bonus at work comes in at number 6.
And especially an unexpected bonus. That's always cool.
Yes. Yes. Number 5, hearing your favorite song on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's one of those things. One of the things that I think is going to keep, and in part, keep radio around a while longer. I have no idea what the shelf life is, and anybody that tells you they do is lying to you. They got a bridge to sell you in San Francisco. But I do think that radio has a longer shelf life than a lot of people might have thought, and is going to be around quite a while.
I agree.
And I think a big part of that is telling us with streaming. So one of the biggest complaints about streaming is I get home, I just want to be able to turn on the TV and flip. That's people miss doing that. People like doing that. Streaming, you can't necessarily really do that.
No, you can't. You really can't.
If I want to hear Superstition from Stevie Wonder, I can pull it up anytime I want, any time of the day on my phone.
Yep.
But that's not exactly what people want. Especially like I'm using this as an example for me. That's one of my favorite like Halloween type songs and everything. Mm-hmm. And makes me smile this time of year. It usually does anyway, but especially in October and stuff. But it's not the same if I play it myself. I hearing it randomly on the radio like I did, I think, Sunday or Monday this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed in the car for an extra, like, 5 minutes just so I could hear the rap, the ending of the song.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what you want. You wanted to hear it randomly, unexpectedly and everything. Only radio can do that.
That's right.
I suppose Spotify Shuffle can too. But no, only radio can do that. Forget about what I said. Forget about it. Only radio.
Still, there. To be fair, though, in Spotify, there's an algorithm that's deciding this.
Yes.
In general, with radio stuff, there's some computer stuff, but it's also decided by some person who decides to go with that. So there's a little difference there.
I would love for us, whether it's WIRI or here, to bring back an hour request show.
I'm with you 100%.
I really think that would be fun. And I think of that as the same thing. You know?
Yeah.
Even though you are calling in the request, it is still just a wonder to be able to hear that song. I actually had this happen not too long ago.
Really?
And I didn't expect, as somebody in the industry, I didn't think it would hit me the same. It felt good. It felt really cool. It still does. Someone lets you jump in front of them in line.
Ooh.
I love doing this. I usually am buying things for just myself. So I usually have like three or four items, no matter where I am, what the store is or anything. And it never fails. There's usually some person, more times than not, an older lady or something in front of me who has like five times as many items as I do. And like, yeah, go ahead. And the smile on their face. I've had very few times where a person doesn't smile back or whatever. That is worth it alone. That is worth the times, you know, whatever.
Right.
A random compliment from a stranger.
Those are weird.
Yeah,
but they do make you feel good. But it's kind of like, you know, it's it's almost like a sports thing.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's basically what you're doing. You're cheering strangers, right?
Yeah.
You know their names and stuff like that, but you don't know who they are. You're not friends with them or anything like that. Yeah. Way to go, you know, Joe.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
thing, and I. Maybe that's why athletes do it.
Oh,
I don't know. Yeah, since I've never really been in that situation. They just love to hear that adulation. I don't know.
In this day and age, you have to be very, very careful about these things.
That's true.
How you compliment coworkers or just random people in general. You don't want to, you know, cross a line. But I got to say, when I was a kid, when my mom and I were standing outside of Jewel, which is basically like IGA out here. And we were waiting for my dad to come pull the car around. And there was a homeless lady out there, and I was young, I don't know if I realized she was homeless, but I did realize she had this wonderful hair.
Mm-hmm.
She had some really cool big hair, and I remember saying to her, I liked her hair. And my mom immediately was kind of like, you know, she didn't see what was going on, so she looked over and was about to, you know, correct me or something. I don't know what she was going to do, but this lady lit up like a Roman candle. And I've carried that smile with me my whole life. I don't ever want to cross a line. I don't ever want to offend somebody or anything like that. But I will go to my grave complimenting strangers.
Yeah.
And throwing out compliments and being overly complimentary, if anything. I would rather overdo it than underdo it.
Yeah.
We don't have enough people building each other up in this world. Talking with these young ladies at the Miss Wisconsin Rapids pageant, one of the coolest things about it is something my mom brought to my attention. Women supporting women and how few opportunities we have for that in this society.
That's a great point.
Like, we can all do that, though. We can all support each other and be better about that. It takes nothing. You might find that it feels a lot better than you realize.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Getting a surprise refund. That's a good one.
That little bit of money, you know.
I think one and two are pretty similar. Getting a surprise refund, and number one, finding money in your pocket.
That's the one I was thinking of earlier. Yeah. Finding money that you didn't know you had. Even if it's like $5. It doesn't matter. It's like, wow, $5.
And why is it like that can happen randomly and it feels great, but there's the added bonus and rush of you find it as you're about to throw stuff in the washer. and saving that money from the washer. Like, it's a win on top of a win.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
It's like you won the Super Bowl and you're the MVP of the Super Bowl. Yeah. Like, yes, I saved you money. Now I'm going to go waste you.
Yep.
Because it's free money. That's free the money. Other part of it.
It has no obligation.
Yes.
You just do whatever you want with it.
It was taken out of the circulation. It was out of the system.
It's off the grid. Yeah, I like that.
Now, you can use that money for whatever you want. Have fun. Spread that money, people.
Oh.
And spend some time with us. We got a couple more hours with you. We're going to have some fun right here. Almost did it. Almost said
I heard you. I heard you.
I was right there. Everybody's got to play a game to that. It's too early to drink. But take a sip of your coffee or tea or whatever every time I almost say the wrong call letters. Here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. More clouds than sun. Today, daytime highs approaching 59. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 43. Overcast skies. Tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
I feel like it's missing that. I think that's it. It's just missing that. It sounds better with that, doesn't it? It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Get there and thank the gang for us and get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. And, of course, you can direct message us on our Facebook pages. Call up if you like. Right, get that call in before Melissa's news, and we'll include it in our birthdays and anniversaries.
Yeah. Stop by, give it to Pam.
Yeah.
That works, too. You can just drop by, and we'll say hi to you, too.
715-424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. We dive right into the birthdays because we don't just celebrate today, but no. Well,
that's
Saturday and Sunday as well. give me a 1 through 3.
3.
There we go. That gets our qualifier right there. A 1 or a 2?
1.
Ah, there we go. That gives us that qualifier. And another 1 or 2.
No, I got 2 now. I got all 3 numbers accounted for now. So,
nice,
yeah.
Nice. All right. We got our qualifiers. We wish a happy birthday to Cindy Weigel.
Happy birthday, Cindy.
Cindy, we hope you enjoy your day. Have a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a happy birthday to Jerry Wendt.
Happy birthday, Jerry.
Enjoy, Jerry.
Happy birthday.
Our qualifier for today, celebrating their 60th anniversary.
Say what?
Ooh, that hits the romantic heart.
Wow.
Oh, love that. Bob and Carol Liska.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations, you two. Wow.
Happy 60th, you two. We hope it is a great one.
Yes.
That is fantastic. 60 years. 60, that's beautiful.
That's wonderful.
We move on to Saturday, where we want to wish a happy birthday to Kelly Joyce.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Kel is a good friend of mine. She has been cutting my hair for the last 6-7 years or something.
Oh, wow.
Like that. Kelly's awesome. And her and the team over there, Fantastic Sam's, do an amazing job. Very up to date on all the new techniques and new styles.
Very cool.
Kelly's one of those people that growing up with my Aunt Nay, who was a hairstylist, I have a different appreciation for hairstylists. I think that they deserve like credits in psychology towards a college degree.
Can you make counseling, man?
Yes.
Counseling, yes,
something
yeah.
Like that. Kelly's not only an amazing person, mom, and all that, but one of those people that I think could sit on her talent, but still continues to try to get better at the craft.
That's cool.
I always admire people that do that, no matter what the job is. Have a great day, Kelly. Enjoy your birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday to our qualifier, Jim Nguyen.
Jim, happy birthday and congratulations.
Jim, longtime listener. We appreciate that, Jim, and I hope you have a great day Saturday. Enjoy.
Indeed.
Move on to Sunday, where we wish a happy birthday to Pam's youngest great niece. It's her first birthday. Molly Mary Lubeck.
Oh.
Lubeck.
Oh, Molly, happy first birthday.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
And Molly, we wish you a happy first. Enjoy. Yeah. Enjoy that cake.
Yes. God.
Does it all go downhill after your first birthday?
It does.
Like, even your 21st doesn't compare to being able to smash cake in your face. Yep. And make a mess, and it's okay. That's what they want you to do.
Exactly.
Like, that's the only one.
Only time.
Even your second birthday ain't the same.
Stop. What are you doing with that cake? No. But the first one's the only one you can do.
But we're too young to appreciate it. Should we have, like, a special birthday when we're, like 25 just or 27? Just some random number where we get to do that? Maybe. I don't know. Something to think about.
No.
Probably anyway. Probably not. We wish a happy birthday Sunday to Tara Johnson.
Happy birthday, Tara.
Enjoy your day, Tara. Mm-hmm. And our qualifier, and Seth picked this, not me.
Oh, okay. That's true.
Happy birthday on Sunday to Chris Zerflew.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Chris, my oldest friend, my oldest partner in crime. Real quick story time. Chris and I in sixth grade met, and both came from different schools in different mm-hmm. towns. Both outsiders coming to town here. And some kids in class said, hey, that kid wants to fight you. Well, at the same time, they were going over to Chris and saying, hey, that kid wants to fight you. They were just basically like...
Right. Pegging you on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So coming where I'm from, you know, you stand up for yourself mm-hmm. in these things and stuff. And I've thrown a lot of punches at this point in my life when I meet Chris in sixth grade. He has not. We got into a fist fight, and I bopped his nose good, but he got mine just as good. And at the end of school that day, we're both walking home, and he's on one side of the street, and I'm on the other, and I thought he was following me. I thought he wanted to keep the fight. I'm like, hey, man, what's up? What's going on? He's like, nothing. I'm walking home. And I was like, well, me too. Oh, where do you live? Live over here, or me over here. We have not gotten rid of each other since. We have been thick as thieves ever since then.
Isn't that something? How that works out sometimes, man.
It's funny how these things happen. But
it is.
He's one of the greatest human beings I've ever met, one of the greatest dads I'll ever meet, and easily one of the best friends I'll ever mm-hmm. know. I appreciate you, Chris, and hoping you have a great day Sunday. We'll make sure of it. Make sure of it. And let's take a look at our celebrity birthdays. John Krasinski is 44.
He's younger than me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, no, all right.
Jack Ryan, A Quiet Place. He has gotten behind the camera and written a lot of stuff more recently and everything.
Yeah.
Was also Mr. Fantastic. Mr. Fantastic in the Doctor Strange
movie, yeah.
But, of course, everybody knows him as Jim from The Office.
Yep. That's where he made his name.
They teach us as actors, one of the earliest things, don't look in the camera. Don't look in the camera. I've known actors whose careers have been shot because they could not stop looking in the camera. Yet he has made his career almost.
Looking in the camera.
He's the best I've ever seen at it. Yep. He makes it look so natural. He's mm-hmm. so good at it. Snoop Dogg is 52.
52.
He is our generation's Willie Nelson.
It's true.
That sounds very weird to a lot of you out there, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. One of the things that Willie Nelson could do that I still to this day am mastered at, just think he could give a master class on, is Willie's loved by everybody.
Yeah.
Country, pop, rap,
doesn't
rock.
Matter.
Everybody has him as an influence. Everybody likes him. Mm-hmm. And Snoop has done this as well. Snoop Dogg has had hit records in almost every musical category. He's had a gospel album, a Jamaican album, like
Christmas album.
he's done stuff with Martha Stewart and those things. And he's done all of this without losing any of his street cred. Like, that's impossible to pull off. Willie Nelson did the same thing. Willie Nelson never sold out, never did anything, but yet was well-loved and well-received and well-known by mm-hmm. all audiences.
You know, Snoop Dogg has that kind of coolness to him that, for whatever reason, people are very much drawn to. And he hasn't had to change. People come to him because they want to be around him. And I'm telling you, you're right. That's a rare quality to have. But I think he's going to be the one, depending on how long he lasts, man. He may be the next Willie for us.
Yeah. A happy 59th birthday to our current Vice President, Kamala Harris.
Happy birthday.
You don't have to be Republican or Democrat to appreciate the first woman in office, mm-hmm. the first woman in that position, I would think.
I
would hope that we can all take some pride in that as Americans, that we have a woman in that position.
Mm-hmm.
Viggo Mortensen is 65.
Wow. Whoa.
I didn't know you were
that hit me. Whoa.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite actors. I love Viggo Mortensen. One of the most guaranteed, like, if you want a return on your investment and you're like, okay, I want to make sure that I'm going to like this movie or like this performance, Viggo Mortensen delivers every time.
And the reason you don't see him very much in movies is because he's very choosy because he does everything else.
Yeah.
He's an artist.
Yeah.
I mean, the list of things that this man does, he's a chef of sorts. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. I just can't believe what he can do.
Yeah, it's an interesting one to read up on.
Renaissance man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And some people no longer with us, like Tom Petty, born in this day in 1950. Mm-hmm. One of our greater singer-songwriters.
Mm-hmm.
Really is.
He was indeed.
I think one of those people we didn't appreciate as much until after.
I think you're absolutely right. Yep.
And Mickey Mantle, born in this day in 1931.
The Mick.
One of the greatest hitters of all time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest baseball players of all time.
I'm with you.
Man, my dad got mad at me for a second. I got to get that correct. Looking really quickly at weekend birthdays, tomorrow, Kane Brown celebrating a birthday, country singer, songwriter, big one. Let's see here. And Manfred Mann will be 83 tomorrow, singer-songwriter. Blinded by that light.
Yeah, that's right.
And somebody who would have been celebrating a birthday tomorrow, the great, the wonderful Carrie Fisher.
Oh,
born in 1946, Princess Leia. I know as a Star Wars kid, that's the one I should think of first. But if I'm being honest with everybody, the first thing I think of when I think of Carrie Fisher's roles is her and the Blues Brothers.
Yeah,
I grew up in such a Blues Brothers house. And
gee, I wonder why.
Yeah. Pretty obvious. Those are good ones. Those are some good birthdays and anniversaries. We encourage you to celebrate with us, everybody. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Get them to us, and we encourage you to celebrate with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. Get on over there right now. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Stadium, with 6 days a week, I'm sorry.
That's right, Wednesdays, they're closed.
They are closed Wednesdays, keep that in mind. They will be closed Wednesdays until further notice. Otherwise, treat yourself, get on over there. Stick around, we got Star of the Day coming up along with Melissa's News right here at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. A 13-year-old boy taken into custody for the bomb threat made against the Antigo Middle School on October 4th. The Antigo Police Department took action yesterday. The boy will be referred to the Langland County Juvenile Justice System on several charges related to the threat. You'll be able to dispose of your deer carcass at Portage County Solid Waste this year. For the 2023 deer season, they've partnered with the DNR to provide hunters with a safe and free disposal option. They have a dedicated dumpster on site now through January 31st. Portage County Solid Waste is also a CWD testing site. You can place your deer heads in the self-service kiosk located next to the carcass disposal dumpster. The Coats for Kids Drive is going on now. The Wisconsin Rapids Kiwanis Club is holding the drive through November 10th. They're collecting gently used coats, snow pants, hats and scarves, gloves and mittens, winter boots, and socks. There are 5 collection spots. The Wood County Sheriff's Department, Key Savings Bank, Lowell Center, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, and Members Advantage. If you want to become a sponsor, you can make a monetary donation to help cover the cost of cleaning. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
If you're looking to get in the spirit of Halloween, look no further than the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids. They have quality goods at affordable prices with items changing daily. Get decked out for the season at the Trading Post, the store you can get lost in.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. More clouds than sun today. Daytime highs approaching 59. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 43. Overcast skies. Tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Seth and I are about to do is play a hauntingly creepy, famous TV theme song for you.
All right.
You call up 715-424-2600. As long as you have not won anything in 30 days, you can win just like that.
Nice.
And what do you win? Well, a family pack of four from our friends at Culver's.
Yum.
That is two adult meals, two kids meals. That's free Culver's, baby.
That's right.
You can't beat that.
No, not with a stick.
There is only one thing better than Culver's. Free Culver's. Yes. Let's go ahead and get into this, Seth, and let's go ahead and let our audience get ready to call up 424-2600. Let us know what TV show this is from.
Yeah. If we had to wait too long on that one, I'd be very disappointed.
My people, they do not disappoint. Good morning. What's your answer?
Adam's Family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Woo. Nicely done. Knew that one instantly, didn't you?
Yes.
Yep. I mean, to be fair, there's not a ton of, like, Halloween TV theme songs I could play.
I was going to mention that, but yeah, hey, you know.
It's like the Munsters, these guys are like Tales from the Crypt. Like, there's like
maybe
a handful.
The Twilight Zone. Yeah.
I was thinking the Twilight Zone. I was thinking that one. Sir, thank you so much for listening and calling up. Can I get your first name?
Ed,
thank you so much. Ed, what town are you calling us from?
Rapids.
All right, got ourselves a Rapids winner.
Yay.
I appreciate that. Ed, were you a fan of the Addams Family?
I was.
Right on.
All right.
Yeah. I love the Addams Family. My nana liked the Munsters more, but I was more of an Addams Family guy. I didn't mind the Munsters, but there was something about the Addams Family, the actors on there, and Sean Astin and stuff. Just there's such a love of that show.
Is it weird to anyone else that there were two shows on at the same time like that?
Yeah,
seems weird to me.
Well, not just that, but the era that they were on. Like, I would have never guessed it. Like in the 50s or whatever,
the 60s.
That those shows would be on. Ed, we appreciate the time so much. Thanks so much for listening, playing along. You are our newest star of the day.
Thank you.
Hang on the line. I'm going to get a little information from you off air. Thanks a lot for playing along. Here's the other thing about this.
What?
Like, it's so simple. It's such a simple theme song, but it's so eternal.
And catchy. This will get stuck in your head forever, man.
As we get more and more away from, like, theme songs for TV shows.
Right.
I have a respect for so many of these jingle-like things that they were able to write. I can't write a note of music.
Right.
So when I hear stuff like this, it is so catchy and so memorable 50, 60 years later,
yes.
And it's still like, we're still, wow. Not just that, but the idea of the Addams Family.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most popular shows last year on Netflix was Wednesday. was a show based on the Addams Family.
It's eternal for whatever reason. Never goes out of style.
Just love that show. Be listening next week. Next Friday, we'll have one more Halloween-themed show for you on Star of the Day. Be listening for that. But we got our newest Star of the Day. Woo! Ed is our new Star of the Day. I'm going to talk to Ed, get him my agent's number.
All right.
And we'll go ahead and come back and talk our adults over Halloween as we talk to adults about Halloween. On the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties. Classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
What if your next breath is your last breath? Jesus said that no one is good except God alone. Paul wrote that no one is righteous, not even one. Isaiah says we all, like sheep, have gone astray. At First Baptist Church of Wisconsin Rapids, we believe there is hope of life after death in Christ alone. Historic faith, prayer, fellowship, virtue, the preaching of the word. Visit firstbaptistwr.com.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with highs around 59. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 43. Chance for scattered rain showers again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 53. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
The dead will come to life, but for one night, my friend, you'll see. Moon will hang him low, will cast its glow across the sea. A rumbling in graveyard when the werewolves sound their cry. Witches on the wing, take to an eerie auburn sky.
It's time to celebrate some Halloween theme songs here on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Mm-hmm.
Seth and James here with you. We're going to talk a little Halloween now.
All right.
According to a new poll, 63% of Americans say that they are not dressing up this year, which is almost 2 in 3.
Okay.
Another 14% say they haven't decided if they're going to. 22% you might want to decide pretty quick here.
Yes.
22% say that they will be in costume this Halloween. Most of them are younger adults.
Mm-hmm.
Only 5% of folks 65 and older are into it this year, and a whopping 88% of boomers say that they're definitely not dressing up.
All right.
So are they anti-maskers? Are they? I'm sorry, that's a bad, bad joke. Bad joke. Bad joke. It's a bad
wah,
James.
Wah.
Bad James. Oh, the people who are celebrating. Who are the of the people that are celebrating? If even for trick or treaters, most people say that they are either buying their costume or making it themselves. A few people say that they're having someone else make their costume.
Okay.
In the last 2 years, there has been a gigantic rise in DIY. Halloween costumes.
Yeah, that's true.
Just making your own. That's what a lot of people are turning into doing nowadays. Yeah.
Because it's fun. It's fun to make your own costume, putting it together, that kind of thing. I think a lot of people enjoy the process of doing it.
I've never really done this, mm-hmm. but everybody I know that has, and I, as it turns out, know a lot of people that do,
mm-hmm.
Every one of them seem to enjoy their not only their costume, and not only but the day more.
Like, yeah.
They actually mm-hmm. seem to enjoy the day more. Some say they're reusing an old costume. The others say it's too soon to say what they're going to do. I mean, we're less than 2 weeks away, so I don't know what they're waiting for here.
Apparently, they want spontaneous inspiration.
I'm waiting for the spontaneousness
yes.
of it, of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I I one of the things I'm way on the other side of Halloween. So growing up, not many holidays did I not have a bad moment attached to. Halloween was one of the few ones where I didn't have anything like that. So that made it stand out. But as I got older, I started to think more and more of Halloween being a day where everybody gets to act. Everybody gets to be a bit of an actor and play pretend. And, and everybody gets to, we have so few moments as adults to be kid-like. We talk so much about wanting our children not to grow up too fast, and we should. That's important. But we think nothing of, as adults, having no kid-like tendencies to our lives or, you know, the using our imaginations.
Yeah.
Like, we use our imaginations for work. That's not the same. That's different.
There's a different feel to it. There's no joy necessarily associated with that.
When you're using it for fun or even for things that are relatively fun, that's when your brain really gets to wake up. That's when you really get to use your brain. Now, this is a reach, and I admit it, but one of the few signs we have gotten of fighting Alzheimer's or dementia is using your brain, using your imagination.
Yes.
So adults getting into Halloween, by no small amount to me, adds to that.
Yeah.
Imagine if somebody at the end of the game, they told you, hey, part of the reason you didn't have dementia or Alzheimer's was because you celebrated life. You had fun with life. Yep. You had fun during Halloween. You did these things.
Exactly.
And quit trying to be the coolest person in the room, too, with these costumes, adults. Like, enough Jack Sparrows already. All
right?
Like,
right.
Have some fun with it. Have some fun
Enjoy.
With it.
Enjoy. Use that imagination. Come on.
And most women think it's lame anyway. I mean,
yeah, you're not sexy.
Yeah, you're not pulling this off.
You're not.
You're not.
Too much eye black, you know? That's just kills it for everyone.
I kind of feel like, though, this is just balancing out.
Yeah.
We had a stretch there where adults went too into Halloween and almost started to like try to take it from kids.
Yeah.
And we can't have that.
No.
But
still
we
can, a kid holiday.
We can, you know, make it a bit of our own and have fun with the day. I mean, how many opportunities do we have to do this? And the other part of this, too, that I think of, winter is coming. With that comes the holidays and the gamut of those.
Oh, yeah.
And whether you love the holidays or not, they are busy.
Yep.
This is kind of our last, like, free-for-all. This is kind of our last, like, let's have some fun before Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all these things, New Year's, all this stuff pops up.
It's more the spontaneous holiday.
Yeah.
Compared to all the planning that goes into all the other ones, right?
Yeah.
I see where you're going with that, because it makes sense. And it is. It's fun. Let's do it. You know, speaking of the Addams Family, many years ago, of course, I worked at a couple of financial institutions. I worked at a bank.
Yeah.
And we did a theme one year. It's like, okay, everyone dress up as a Addams Family character.
Oh, nice.
For those who have met me, probably can figure out which character I was. Let me give you a hint. You rang. Yeah.
Honestly, I could have seen you as Uncle Fester.
I could have pulled off Fester, too. Because I'm taller. That's why it make me lurch. So.
But I also think you'd make a good Gomez.
I don't know about that.
I think you could pull that off. One of my favorite Halloween costumes was being Gomez.
Yes.
I love that character. I love playing that character so much that I don't even care that it was with an ex that I hate, that I can't. Well, no, I wouldn't say hate, but that I have no, you know, love loss with.
Right.
Doesn't matter. I still love the costume.
I do have to say, one of our loan officers looked like Gomez in real life. So it was perfect. He had to be Gomez.
He nailed the part.
Yeah, the mustache and everything. He had it. That's what he was.
You got
normally.
The job.
Yeah.
You got the job. Speaking of Halloween and pumpkins, ooh, Halloween is coming up fast, which, you know, got kind of some people online thinking, which can be dangerous.
Yeah.
Can you eat the pumpkin you carve into a jack-o'-lantern?
Ooh.
I got to admit, I'm one of the biggest overthinkers any of you will ever meet, and I have never thought of this. This has never crossed my mind.
One thing he hasn't thought of.
I guess. This is like we found the one thing in the universe. According to food safety experts, no! For the love of God, no. Why would you even think of this?
Right.
You can use a pumpkin as a cooking ingredient or as a decoration, but not both. Pumpkins are a low-acid vegetable, so once they're cut and sit at a room temperature, pathogens will grow rapidly on the skin. We're not usually following proper food handling procedures when we're carving pumpkins. Stuff like washing hands before carving or washing the pumpkin or carving the cleaning the utensils.
Yeah, because we're not planning on eating them.
Yeah.
That's why.
Get yourself some pumpkin pie, man.
Yeah, right.
Man,
if you want pumpkins.
What are you doing? or make some pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
With a different pumpkin. You could eat the pumpkin if you decorate it without cutting into it by drawing or painting a face on the pumpkin instead of carving it.
Right.
But even then, bigger carving pumpkins aren't ideal for eating since they usually don't have the best flavor or texture.
That's right.
One thing you can do after carving a pumpkin is save the seeds and roast them.
Oh, man.
Nothing like it. Nothing like it.
Roasted pumpkin seeds are delicious. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the best. Yeah, totally.
Pumpkin seeds can be eaten if the seeds are removed while carving and immediately washed and roasted or refrigerated before roasting.
Mm-hmm. Get a little seasoning on there. Usually, I like the savory, you know, more of the salty flavor on it. Oh, my God, so good.
I don't say this very often, but I think whoever did this has way too much time on their hands. Whoever brought this to the internet...
About eating a pumpkin you're using as a jack-o'-lantern?
Yeah.
Like, that one seems pretty obvious, doesn't it? I thought so.
I really feel like it's quite obvious. Yeah. I really feel like it is. And please correct me if I'm wrong. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. And please, please, please join the conversation if you have ever tried this.
Oh, please. Oh, gosh. I don't know if I want to hear that. I'm a little worried about that.
I don't know about that. I don't. And I would not blame somebody for not wanting to admit that.
That's
either.
True.
I would not. I don't know.
Let's throw that out there.
So here's one thing I will say.
Okay.
I would love for us to come up with a great use for our pumpkins when we're done with them, on November 1st, you know, right. What have you.
Or March 3rd when most people...
Yeah, more accurately, yeah. I think it'd be great to have a traditional use of this. Every year, when we're done with our pumpkins, we do this with them, whatever this is. Certainly recycling them or what have you.
Composting would be the most,
is a great idea.
Uh-huh.
But, you know... Something even along those lines, or something outside of that, I think would be.
You know, that's not a bad idea. Like a community composting thing. Everyone, bring your pumpkins here, and we'll get them into I know a lot of communities that do have composting piles that are kind of for everybody. They can throw stuff in there. So yeah, it's an idea, something to do.
We'll get into a couple of fun things in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll kick it off talking with our friend Mike Clements, who's covering sports for us here at WFHR. Mike will be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. Seth and I are also going to get into the percentage of us that like a show that pretend to like a show that our significant other does. And if we have time, I want to make the time, Seth.
Okay.
United Airlines is doing something different. Let's do it right now. Let's get into right now, because I want to make sure that we have the time for this. I thought this was a fascinating story, and I really want to know what you and the audience thinks.
Sure.
715-424-2600. For those that did not see the article in the New York Times, this one really caught me. They got their hands on an internal memo that says that United Airlines is making the switch next Thursday, October 26th. So this is what they're going to do. United Airlines is changing its boarding process so people with window seats will board first, middle aisle next, and the outside aisle last.
Makes sense.
It's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. I want to read more about this because my first thought is I'm going to get stuck with the aisle and I'm going to have no overhead carriage.
That's a good point.
Because the first people in there will get the overhead stuff. But let's get into some of this. Pre-boarding will still happen. People with disabilities, young kids, and members of the military will still board first.
Mm-hmm.
Then people in first class are next. So the new system only applies to people in coach.
Mm-hmm.
People with window seats are next. The middle seats and aisle seats are last. The idea is someone with an aisle seat won't have to get up to let people in.
Mm-hmm.
But boarding last means there might be less space for them in overhead bins.
Right.
So they do cover that.
They do cover,
Families in groups still get to board together, but you'll be boarding last even if one of you has a window seat.
Okay. I think I understand where they're coming with that, too.
Yeah.
That might not be a great... it'll be interesting to see how that works, but yeah.
People in basic economy will also be in the last group. Basic fares don't let you choose your seat, but even if you end up with a window, you'll still be at the back of the line. And it's called WILMA system, short for Window Middle Aisle. And if it sounds familiar, it's because it's not actually new. United used to do this way back before switching to front-to-back boarding back in 2017.
Wow.
So they're really just reverting back to an old system.
Hmm.
How much time could it save? They say it could shorten the boarding process up to 2 minutes.
Hmm. Well, that's something.
One expert called it a, quote, step forward, but said it's still not really the best way to do it. Ideally, they'd combined it with back-to-forth boarding, so people with window seats in the back of the plane would board first,
right.
Then window seats in the middle of the plane, and so on.
Right, right. And that would make sense, too.
Are we overcomplicating this?
Possibly.
and I don't want to take make efficiency any lightness of efficiency. Mm-hmm. I mean, our whole industry is built on that.
Yes.
Timing and efficiency and everything. That's,
right.
That's Radio 101. And as somebody who has flown a lot, mm-hmm. I'll say that that can be annoying, sitting on the tarmac or whatever, mm-hmm. and waiting for everyone to get on and
yeah.
all that. So if it makes it even a minute or two efficient, that may not seem like a lot of time, but it is if you're sitting on that plane.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know that the old system was that bad.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the change, why the change came about in the first place. So I don't know.
I feel like I don't mind this. If you told me everything about flying is perfect, you know, everything is fine, everything is great, so now we can focus on these things. I feel like we got bigger things to focus on in the airwaves, in the
whole industry.
The whole industry. Whether it is the industry itself and the monopolization or the way that they treat their employees,
mm-hmm.
How some people are treated up in the air,
yep.
and how some people treat airlines up in the air.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of like layers to this
yeah.
that before we get to, hey, I want to get to my window seat first before anybody else.
Right. I see the idea behind it, mm-hmm. you know, and on paper it sounds like it would work to, I don't know if it's better or not, but.
Yeah, that part I'm still
the back of the plane to the front seems more to me just because then everyone, you know, it's just a line, you know, and you fill up yeah. as you go along, but I don't know.
I we're going to find out. They're doing it. So we're
going to find out yeah.
one way or another if it works or not. It should be interesting. Going to be a really interesting 9 o'clock hour. We encourage you to stick around for it, everybody. We got some local good stories of the day. We're going to get to some That Ain't Right stories, a couple of other things. And Mike Clemens joining us to kick things off. Looking forward to that. We'll be back in a few on, well, you know what? Heather, you do it.